For Brian Brewer, the alleged racial attack on Native children at a minor league hockey game deserved more than a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct.
What has happened is totally wrong, we believe. It's almost like it's open season on our children. You can do anything you want to them, and nothing will happen.
Brewer is the former president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe and the director of the Lakota Nation Invitational. Patrick Duffy is the defense attorney for Trace O'Connell, who was accused in the incident. Duffy apologizes to Lakota people, but says this incident has been blown out of proportion on social media.
We've got a situation where there's a huge gap between the reality that people believe from what they've seen on the internet and the reality of what happened at that game. My client made no racist comments to anyone.
But for many like Brewer, this issue raises bigger questions. The basketball tournament, art show, and high school event known as the LNI draws in schools from around the region each December. In one sense, Brewer says Rapid City and the Black Hills are on Lakota Treaty land. So he says Native people should make a stand against racism. But on the other hand, he says,
as a director, I have to look out what's best for our children. I have to look out for their safety. And this is going to be a big consideration. If I can't guarantee their safety in Rapid City, then I'm going to suggest that we do move.
Brewer says LNI officials will meet with Rapid City leaders and follow the outcome of this issue over the coming weeks. He says the board will make its final decision on whether to remain in Rapid City at its meeting in April. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray.